Good evening. You're watching M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports from Budapest. I'm Osha Flum. Thanks for joining us. The Central European Initiative should focus on accelerating EU enlargement to the Western Balkans and investments needed to achieve energy security, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Peter Sijato said on Monday at a CEI ministerial meeting in Ohrid in Macedonia. The minister added that gas systems in the region should be linked and the necessary investments have to be made in order to enable reverse gas flows.
We need to accelerate the EU enlargement of the Western Balkans. The European perspective is the best way to ensure the stability of the region. On the other hand, energy security is still a key issue in Central Europe. Since the plans for the Nabucco and South Stream pipelines have been dropped, Central Europe must find other ways of establishing energy security.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Peter Sijato also said in Macedonia that integration of the Western Balkans to the EU can contribute to handling the pressure of immigration. The migrants usually choose the route through Macedonia towards Serbia until the Hungarian border, the south gate of Europe. In the last 3 days, more than 1,500 immigrants have passed the southern border of Hungary illegally. In the meantime, more than 610,000 people have submitted their questionnaires in the National Consultation on Immigration. Most want stricter rules.
At least 1,000 people cross the southern border of Serbia illegally every day. More than 15,000 immigrants are in the country at the moment, some of them in refugee camps. Almost all of them head to Western Europe and they want to go through Hungary. And this is just the first wave. This man from Pakistan says about 500,000 migrants in Greece are ready to take on towards Hungary. They all want to go to Serbia through Macedonia. Circumstances are already very poor in Greece. There is no food or water, says this refugee. The question is how far they can get. More and more EU countries deny entry to the arriving migrants, and those traveling through the member countries would be sent back to where they first set foot on EU ground, for example, Hungary. As Serbia is bordering more EU countries, the Belgrade authorities expect a continuous flow of the migrants to the country, even though they might not be able to leave it. We expect them to get stuck in Serbia and to try to find new routes towards the EU, maybe through Romania or Croatia, said the Serbian state secretary. In the past 3 days, more than 1,500 migrants arrived to the Serbia-Hungary border. The Hungarian government holds a meeting on Wednesday to decide how to stop the flux of migrants. A national consultation on immigration and terrorism started a few weeks ago in Hungary. Government spokesman Zoltán Kovács told public media that more than 610,000 questionnaires have been submitted so far. They are being processed as fast as possible so that the government can refer on the interim results at the upcoming EU summit. He said it seems that most Hungarians want tougher regulations in migration. It can be clearly seen that the ratios do not change compared to what we have already said. An overwhelming majority, about 80% of the submitted more than 500,000 questionnaires, say that both from the EU and from the Hungarian government, they expect stronger and harsher actions, said the government spokesman. The government's national consultation billboards appeared in Hungary in early June. The contents are being criticized by the left-wing opposition parties constantly. Their activists even tore down many of them. The Hungarian Christian Democratic People's Party believe that the leftist action is absolutely an anti-Hungarian propaganda. Zsolt Semjén party leader reminds that in 2004, the left wing stepped up against the dual citizenship for Hungarians living outside the borders. Now they are trying to prevent the actions against the ever-growing risk of migrant influx. The party leader added, however, it is beyond debate that we need to help those who are persecuted in their own countries and have to flee. Every civilized country, in the name of humanity, should support those who are forced to flee their countries for economic or political reasons so that they can live a normal life in their homeland, said the politician. György Nógrád, the expert on security policy, told this network that Europe must find a prompt solution to the migration problem. Soon comes the summit of the interior ministers of the European Union. Either they come to a solution, or we will see nations make individual decisions, said the expert. He added that more and more European countries think that there is no more room for migrants on the continent.
Free for the first time. This is the title of the exhibition at the House of Terror Museum in Budapest, introducing the events of the first free Hungarian elections 25 years ago. Mária Schmidt, Director General of the museum, said at the opening ceremony that the aim at that time was a peaceful and bloodless anti-communist revolution and fight for national independence. Leaflets, photos and old news broadcasts helped the visitors to understand the events that took place a quarter of a century ago.
The very first parliamentary elections 25 years ago, right after the regime change, a new era began in Hungary's history. By the end of the 1980s, the opposition movement strengthened. A so-called opposition roundtable was formed, which began negotiations with the Communist State Party. The Iron Curtain was demolished in the western border, and in 1989, 16th of June, Imre Nagy and his followers were reburied with hundreds of thousands attending.
Demokrácia és a kommunizmus összeegyeztethetetlen.
A leading figure of the Young Democrats at the time, Viktor Orbán, said the Soviet troops must leave the country. In 1990, after the elections, the new parliament and the now government stood up, led by József Antal. This is what the new exhibition, dubbed Free for the First Time, in the House of Terror Museum in Budapest introduces. Flyers, photos and newsreel footages show the events, whereas posters of the 1990 election campaign can also be seen. Mária Schmidt, the director of the museum, said in 1989-90, the Hungarian elite said enough of the bloodshed, wasted lives, talents, and to force hundreds of thousands to flee the country. Although dictatorship preserved its structure and instruments, and it became currently insecure, inconfident, it still denied us freedom. The freedom to do choose our own fate, and who we entrust with the leadership of our own community, that freedom we still had to win in a fight, said Mária Schmidt. In 1990, the then 28-year-old József Szájer in Sopron won a mandate against Imre Pozsgai. The vice president of the European People's Party said the first democratic elections and the formation of the parliament were events that will certainly be in the history books even centuries from now. 1990 was the climax of a peaceful public democratic transition, why we Hungarian Democrats fought until the last days of the communist regime, said the vice president. The exhibition is open until the end of the year in the House of Terror Museum in Budapest.
Hungary won its first gold medals at the first European Games in Baku in Azerbaijan in the 500-meter women's quadruple kayak contest. The winning team of Gabriela Szabó, Danuta Kozák, Anna Karas and Nina Tavad finished ahead of Germany and Poland. Zoltán Kammerer and Tamás Szalai also won gold in the men's final kayak double 1,000-meter competition. Female wrestler Mariana Sastin won the third gold for Hungary in Baku in the 60-kilogram final. The 2013 world champion fought through all day with great confidence, won two bouts with technical fall, and defeated Russian Svetlana Liptova, former junior world champion, 7-0 in the final. Hungary with 3 gold and 1 silver medals is the 6th in the medals table. That's all for now from Public Media and NY's English language news broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow night at around the same time. My colleague Steffi will be waiting. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.